recording. You're gonna have to listen to this nonsense for like 45 minutes to pick out 32 seconds of good quality.
Oh, hey, it's your boy Mo Depp. Come at you live from Guantanamo with the cabbage pet. I'm about to torch on you.
Hello and welcome to episode 43 of the All Arrangement Podcast. My name is Joe. To my right, I have Dan.
Sky.
To Dan's right, we have Kyle.
Hello.
To Kyle's right, we have Chad.
Hey!
Always mode.
You know what's fun about Daisy is it's an open world game, and you can go a very long time without seeing a character, and the seeing another player is a really exciting experience every time. Like when you're playing Battlefield 4 and you just, oh, there's a guy and he's dead, and it's like that the satisfaction for killing him is barely gets your excitement levels going at all. It's just like, yeah, got him, and you just keep moving.
Yeah,
but like
him.
In DayZ, I have had experiences where I see someone and I follow them or watch them, like from a hill. I'm up on a hill in a town,
yeah,
and I'm laying in the same spot for half an hour just scanning.
Watching this guy.
Scanning a town. I see someone running in from a road.
Oh, the church standoff that we had.
Yeah, we had some standoffs the other night. It was pretty fun. But you'll see someone.
I've never had an experience like that, so that's why I always.
And it's like, you see someone,
short.
You're like, there's someone. And you're watching them like you're a hunter watching a deer. Like, and you're like, he's coming into the town. And then he's like, you know where he's going to go. Like, there's the firehouse. That's got good weapons in it. That's the church. There might be some good loot in there. Then he's going to go to the school, and then the store, and then the other firehouse. And it's like, it's a city or a little town.
Yeah.
And you can't see him all the time because he's running up down streets and stuff. So sometimes he's behind a building.
So when he pops out, you're like, okay, sweet.
He pops out, you go like, okay, he left the firehouse. And
I'm pretty sure hunters just shoot when they see a deer.
You're so far away at this point, though, that you're probably
going
to miss.
Not if they think he's too far for me to get a clean shot.
Gotcha.
He's moving too much. You got to wait for him to, like, I know he's in a spot where he's looking at I know he's in a spot that he's looking at loot, and he's got a menu open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you're going to just...
You're hunting.
And
your heart is pounding while you're doing this. Like, this
is awesome. We were both on top of a roof into, like, the major city in the game. Electro? Is that what it was?
Electro.
Yeah, I've never even been there.
Roof, and we're sitting on top, and we always, like, send out this kind of, like, this message to fish for people. I'm just like, hey, who's an Electro?
And then, like,
people will usually tell you, like, oh,
yeah,
I'm an Electro, or I'm near there, I'm going to be heading there soon, or something like that.
Yeah, and then we're basically just, we're assholes, and we try and kill.
Like,
try and just find other people.
Oh, there's lots of loot.
Yeah, exactly.
you can say that. We'll draw people in like, oh, there's a body in the school with an AK if anyone's interested. And you just kind of like drop it like kind of casually.
That sucks that you guys do that.
It's amazing.
Awesome. It is so much fun. Chad and I hunted this guy the other night for like a good, it was probably 45 minutes. He's in this town and I'm like, who's an Electro? He's like, I am. And then Chad and I are immediately, we're on the roof.
We spread out.
we were spread out.
I ran over to the, like, got down from the hospital roof. I went over to the school and I was like, do you see him?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm an Electro. I'm going to the church.
Chad's like two blocks away from me on another rooftop, and I can look over and see him laying on the rooftop scanning like a different part of the city.
You're like the piece of shit guy.
Yeah,
walking
you know
dead.
What? Because of your cynicism, it's like you'll never trust anybody to help you out in that game now.
Oh, exactly.
Because as soon as they're like, oh, hey, for any newcomers, I just died. I'm logging off. My
but
body's
that's the thing.
Here.
Killing a newcomer,
like, fuck
is
that. I'm not going after that.
It doesn't really do anything for you. Yeah,
it means nothing to kill someone. Who's
and
running around
the better
nothing.
Players don't come into Electro because they know, like, they don't come into
it's
the
a
big cities.
Alone. Not alone,
they
anyway.
Just, no, not at all. There's no
really?
Reason to come to the big cities in the south of the map. With once you've been playing for a while and you're geared up, there's no reason to come there except to be killed. Like,
are you just killing noobs then, just for the hell of it,
well,
and laughing?
This
one was good because
this
guy afterwards, he took the bait, went to the church, and then Kyle was like, I see him in the tunnel. And like there was this tunnel that we were looking at, and I was like, okay, I'm going around. I got off the school roof, went around like the city.
Yeah.
I ran by the church, and yeah, like
I know
15
that you,
minutes
you
passed.
Also have to move slow because there are
zombies
everywhere.
Like, there's zombies chasing him, and I can hear him in the church like two, like, probably 50 meters away from me in this inside the church, and I can hear his gun going off. And the cool thing with the game is it's supposed to be somewhat realistic because it was based on the Army simulator.
Yeah, Arma 2.
So every gun has a sound, and I have gotten pretty good at knowing what sounds are what. So I knew he was using an M4A1 or an M4 type gun that used the 30 round Stanags that I was needed for my weapon. So I was like, I know he's got a gun with the ammo that I need. So
you took him just for his ammo. You're like,
because ammo's pretty.
I know it is. It's bitch to find stuff in that game.
Not in the server we play on.
Yeah, the server we start on. We play a server just because we're impatient.
Yeah, I'm impatient.
You start the server admin has set it up so that
Kyle, your mind never ceases to amaze me.
That's awesome. I'm hearing what gun you're using, and I need your ammo.
Yeah, it's not that hard to get those. The main guns.
I don't think like that though. At any point, I'm like, there's an asshole. I want to kill him. That's as dumb as I am, and that's as far as I want to take it.
I betray people too. Like I do the worst kind of betrayals where I'm like, oh, I'm totally friendly. I'll shoot zombies with a guy.
He tells me about this while we're playing.
I'll shoot zombies with a guy and like help him out. And he's like, oh, okay. Oh, clearly you're friendly because you wouldn't have been shooting zombies with me. And it's just like, you idiot. You don't realize I'm just trying to build your trust so that you can look away from me for 1 second. I did this to two kids the other day. Two kids.
Did they have mics?
They were like 12 years old, and this was a server that was like wasn't where you spawn with all the stuff. It's one where you spawn with a bandage and some flares,
and you got to work your ass off to get it.
And one kid had a DMR, which is a nice sniper rifle, and the other kid had a Czech backpack, which is one of the best backpacks in the game. And I'm like, okay, I want both of your things. And I had an M4A1, which is a good assault rifle, semi-automatic or fully automatic. And it's like, but it was the M4A1 without a scope. It had no scope. So I was like, I need your weapons. Like, basically, I knew that. So I'm shooting. I can see the one guy running across this field in the distance. And there's just a horde of zombies chasing him up this hill. And I'm like, okay, he needs help. So I run over to him and I start shooting zombies in front of him. I'm like direct chatting him at the same time. Like, I'm friendly, and just so he doesn't think to shoot at me.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, he's shooting zombies for me. Like, this is helpful. And I'm like, get into a tree. And he's like, okay. And then I look up on the hill and I can see his buddy with the DMR. This is how I like ran into them. And I'm like, oh shit, okay, there's two of them. So, and the other kid comes on the mic and he's like, hey, I can see you guys. I got my DMR. And I'm like, oh, this kid's like 8 years old.
You killed fucking 8 years
old. Yeah, so, but the one kid was like probably 17 or something. But still, they're stupid kids, and I wanted their shit. So I'm running up the hill.
Old man.
We get up into this forest, and I'm like, this is the perfect place to kill them. Because now we're too far away from the town. We were near Electro, and we were too far away from it for anyone in Electro to hear my shots. And so no one was going to come after me, and no zombies were going to get aggroed from me shooting. And I was just like, and the kids were like, okay, all right, I got a bandage, because the one kid's bleeding, so he's bandaging himself up.
And you're just
was like,
pop him.
And the kid's like, do you have a blood bag? And he's like, yeah, I'll help you. And then I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go check out up here.
Oh
I go,
my God,
I go
nice.
10 paces up the hill, turn around, they're both crouched, helped in each other's menus, look, trying to help each other. No, it was two pops. It was just like, it was just... right to the head, and you just see the blood come off both their heads, and they're just both like, you know how there's that little bit of a delay after you shoot someone? It's just like,
and then it shows
like their body
dead.
Sits there for a second, then it's just like, and then you see whatever was killed on the screen, and I saw two names pop up, and I'm like, sweet. And I walked down there, all their shit was mine. I kept all their shit, and then I did the ultimate dick move, which is you can leave their body there, and it'll be there until the next server restarts, so they can come back and get what's left of the shit I didn't want.
Yeah.
But I do this little thing where you can hide a body, which means basically like bury the
body.
It
buries it in the ground.
And they just sink into the ground and disappear, and all their stuff's gone. So I'm like, I got everything I need. And hid their body and took off, and I was out, and I lived.
Do they hate you?
They rejoined right away, and they're like, "You dickhead!" And they're up, but I never even said my name, and I don't think they were paying attention to it when I was typing.
Yeah.
So, and there's no chat logs, so you can't go back and see who was saying what.
Yeah. Once it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah. So it's just like, I got your stuff. And what can they do if they spawn? One might spawn in Kamenka, which is way up coast, and the other one might spawn in like. So it's like, if they spawn in shitty spots, there's such a small chance of them spawning right there and coming back to me. So by the time they could get back to me, even if they spawned in the city they needed to spawn to, that's closest to where I killed them, I'm out of there. They're not going to find me.
Will you tell your standoff story, your sniper rifle story to Dan and
what's
Chad?
Standoff?
The story you told me last time I was here.
That was that. I know what you're talking about. That was another M4A1 story, and that was right when I started playing, and I was still very much in like survival mode when I was enjoying the game for nothing but a survival game, and I gotta say, now that I've played it for a long time, it gets old quick, and you're like, I don't really feel like surviving. I've died again, and now I don't feel like going.
When I first started playing in that survival, when we played for like 3 hours, and I didn't see anybody.
That's what Tim did. He pressed it on me that this is a very, very, like, survival, like,
it is. It was a lot of fun going and hunting and skinning the animal, cooking the meat. We cooked the meat, ate the meat. But, like, 3.5 hours went by, and I was like,
I've accomplished nothing.
Yeah, I haven't even shot my gun yet.
At first, I was like, this is fucking incredible. And when you get into a firefight, and after a long stretch of just surviving, and like, oh, I need some more food. I need to kill this animal.
I don't want to waste my time that much. I feel like that's such a huge waste of time.
What if there was an achievement, right? What if there was an achievement, survive for a week?
I wouldn't do it. But
it'd be awesome.
After 3.5 hours, we stopped playing. I logged off, and I was like, I'm gonna log back on. That was kind of fun. And I logged onto a server where there was like 40 people, and we were playing in one that
we
had
were playing
like four,
one that had like two people or three people in it. Yeah, and there was like. And we were up north where people don't really hang out until they've kind of developed themselves a little bit and they're ready to head north.
And so I got a gun, I had a bunch of stuff, and then you load into the server and your character just loads in this area that you logged out at. And I'm like, all right, okay. I'm just like taking it slow, like hiding in the trees and stuff. And I bend down and I'm just kind of looking around like, I don't see anybody. And then just, and just gray screen, and it's like, you were killed. Like, what the fuck? And like,
somebody.
I just spent 3.5 hours and
getting
I'm just
all
like,
that shit.
That happened to me probably 3 times before I stopped doing the stuff that you did, and that's why I was freaking out so much when you would do stuff like, oh, let's go over
shoot
here,
these zombies.
And I'd be like, don't shoot them, because like shooting, it
just
like,
draws attention.
Yeah,
from
you're
everyone.
Just like someone else knows. There's a player over there. Like I have to. Someone is over there. And I'm gonna go check it out. Or like you've drawn attention to yourself, you've made yourself known, and I was getting really freaked out with Chad. But you have to die a couple times from that kind of stuff and lose everything to appreciate how dangerous it is, even with a couple people.
What are the statuses that you can? There's a
bandit,
like a bandit
hero and survivor.
What does it do? It changes your avatar. You get like what a bandit, like a thing.
Yeah,
over your,
yeah. You just basically all that's good for is other players know whether or not to shoot you on sight. If you're a hero skin, that means you've done a lot of blood transfusions. You haven't killed any survivors because...
What does it change of your avatar?
If you're a hero, you're an American soldier. If you're a bandit, you're a Taliban.
No,
you're a Taliban guy as a bandit.
Yeah, a bandit has a wrap around his head. Yeah, you don't really look like you're...
It's like a ninja mask.
It's kind of like a ninja mask, yeah, but okay. You're wearing like a desert camo.
Yeah, okay.
And then, but if you're a hero, you're not wearing soldier clothing. You wear like a scarf, and you have like a plaid shirt on and
Farmer
Joe's. No, it's a plaid shirt with a vest and jeans. You don't look like uncool. It looks, you can tell though that that's a hero, which means this guy's not going to shoot me on sight. Like if I'm a survivor, he wouldn't do it because you lose like 1,000 humanity for killing a survivor, and that's a lot. Like, so you would lose, he would drop back to survivor mode. If you want to be a hero, then you're not going to be the kind of person that would kill someone on sight.
Yeah.
So as a hero, you can expect less hostility from other survivors. As a bandit, you can expect hostility from everyone because your humanity goes up from killing a bandit. So you...
So heroes are hunting bandits.
Yeah, and survivors can too. But bandits are hunting everyone because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And your humanity can go down.
I see you as a bandit. Completely.
Oh, I've bandit clothing every time I join.
Yeah, we both do. And being a bandit is the only way to play. I don't know why you play as a hero. because oh, I just like
you're gonna get fucked over by somebody,
giving
right?
Giving people blood transfusions and not killing other players.
Yeah, but if we're bandited together,
yeah.
No one takes us out.
Yeah, that's true. Because we have two sets of eyes, and that is so fucking. I'm on the roof of the hospital last night. And I'm going, okay, he's behind the church, and then I lose sight of him. And Chad's like, I see him, and then we're like. Kind of zeroing in on his position all the time, and then we're kind of typing to him like, "Oh, I'm friendly," and then
meanwhile, just crossing.
He's like, "Who's on the roof of the hospital?" He saw me on the roof of the hospital. He's like, "Who's on the roof of the hospital?" I'm like, "Shit, he knows I'm up here." So it's a bad idea to ignore someone after they pinpointed you because then they know you're gonna try and kill them. So I was like, "Oh, it's just me," and he's like, "Okay, you're friendly." I'm like, "Yeah, oh yeah," and then now I'm just Skype. I'm Steam
chat.
Chat to Chad, which this guy can't hear, and I'm like, okay, he knows I'm up here. And I'm like, he's right there. And he's right there. And then Chad's like, circles around the back way and comes up this back road. And the guy came out on the road. And Chad's just like,
clear. You don't clear? You don't stop shooting until you see
their name.
Players whatever died. Was killed.
Yeah.
What's great too is when you get shot. When did a that, when lot did... of the time, you don't die right away. You get shot and you go unconscious right away. Like you've been shot and you fall on the ground unconscious. You're not dead. Yeah. But there's an hour.
Oh, was the guy in the church? Sorry. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was a different time.
I'm sitting in the church, the right down the street from where this other standoff went. I'm we're both in the church and there's tons of zombies coming in. And
there was a guy, I seen him like there's only one way in and out of the church. And there's the doors at the end.
I've been in
and,
the church.
And yeah, and the guy, like, he's out in the street, and he kind of just strafes by the door. I was like, there's a fucking guy outside. There's a guy outside.
So I, like, get behind this wall where I can, like, I'm in third person, so I can, I'm behind the wall, but I can see around me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I can see him on the street, like off to the side of the door so that he's not in direct view of the outside of the door, but he's standing on the street. And, like, he saw me go behind that wall, but he doesn't have a shot until he comes into the church. And he's not thinking I'm watching him in third person. He thinks, oh, he's behind that wall, so he can't see me. So he's crouching in, and he doesn't know Chad's sitting at the back of the church just watching the door. And the guy's just, like, thinking, oh, I'm going to go in there and get
so
that
guy.
So
he's, like, looking in to get around the corner.
Yeah, he's
right
trying
away.
To sneak up on me, and, like, and I see him, like, do the crouch. And I'm like, Chad, watch the door, watch the door. And Chad's like, okay. And he's like, and he's just like, okay.
Sets his cross. Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make
it. It was like that. I was looting something. I had my pistol out, so I had to change to my primary weapon. I was like, shit. And the guy was like halfway through. As soon as I got the primary weapon out, crosshairs up, just...
So many shots. It takes like two shots to take someone right down.
Chad puts half a clip
in. I was like so satisfied because I watched the guy go down. Like I'm sitting there on the wall and I just saw like the bullets, like the blood coming off the guy as Chad's like, nah! And I'm like, he's done.
Pocket a few shots into him.
Daisy talk.
No one can.
It does sound fun. You're selling it.
It really
it is a lot of fun.
But the only problem is the game is so fucking broken.
It isn't.
It is.
It's really. Ugly, like the glitchiness of the zombies is terrible. When you're up against a zombie, you will be so frustrated. But you have to realize like the zombies are just part of the game, and your goal is to just avoid them.
Right?
Like don't sit there and try and shoot zombies.
Playing in the server that we play in is a lot better.
Yeah, you start.
I wouldn't be playing the game.
I had no experience playing against other players. All my experience in that game was playing against stupid fucking zombies
and
with Tim.
That's not why you play. Like you don't shoot. Zombies are just useless to fight. They come in endless supply. They just keep spawning. So it's like you don't get points for killing.
You get nothing. You just waste your ammo.
It's good. It's good when you're hiding though, and you see them running.
Yeah.
It's like there's a guy somewhere.
Yeah, the tactics you can use to find people are so like you're looking. More than 300 meters away from you through a scope or binoculars and you see zombies, you know someone is there or was there recently because that zombies wouldn't spawn that far away from my character. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so zombies won't be on the map unless someone's near them?
It's built into the game that they don't...
I didn't realize that. I thought there would just be so many zombies on the map at all times.
Well, no. I don't think any game would work like that where there was useless... energy being used or whatever you call it.
I guess
that
makes sense, yeah.
Being used to run these AIs that are nowhere near you. Like it's so
Bames.
They're not exactly yeah, but they're mindless. If there's nothing near them, they're not even
they're not they, there's AI to them. They have to know, oh, there's a character, I'm gonna run at it and attack it.
Yeah.
Like that, even if it's that much AI, that's all it takes. If they're off in the distance, you know, okay, there's gotta be someone over there or there had to be someone there recently.
Yeah.
And if you see them running, that's always a
problem. Oh, yeah, they're chasing someone.
And they don't chase AIs, which is great. So
it's
if you're up against bots, if you hear shots off in the distance and you don't see the zombies moving for
you. Do you ever see bots running through a town with zombies and the zombies are just not doing anything?
Bots would run by and the zombies don't chase them. So it's a good way to know the difference between a player and a bot.
I guess.
And but if you ever see the zombies watch chasing a player, it's so exciting to see it. Just
you're
like,
oh, you're dead.
Yes. You're already on. Your guard is already down because you're just worried about getting away from these zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna watch you until you get to wherever you gotta go. You might have been hit already. You got a bandage up. Like I just dare you to do it somewhere where I can get hit. And it's so satisfying to kill them.
I love hearing you talk about games. You think of things very differently than I do.
I agree.
Oh God, yeah.
Walt goes to the police and says Hank did it all?
No, no, no. He makes a video.
What?
I don't understand either.
He makes a video that what? Boom!
Can you please focus? Jack, please, instead of saying Texas, tell me this. Texas. I said Texas.
What's the best laugh ever?
I said Tim laugh. Tell me!
What else do you want to know?
Stop playing Nexus.
Who? I said Hexus. Who kills Hank? The cartel?
You said Nexus.
Either way, fuck off. Who kills Hank? The cartel? In a firefight.
The drug dealers.
Have you seen the the white supremacist guys yet?
No. What? No.
The kid that looks like Matt Damon?
Nope. Like, you have a nice little penis. What? Turn that green in and it'll put the purple where you need it, and then you can... Oh, you failed. What?
Turn Nexus off.
Nexus is not a good
Who's
game.
Who's taking Nexus from me?
I am. I'm put life upon right now.
Can you move those pillows? I don't know why, but I have no internet connection over here.
Because the pillows.
It's probably because of the pillows.
Guys, can you move
the pillows? You move the fucking pillows. Chat's online.
Guys, can you move the pillows?
I don't even have an internet connection. Can you move the pillows?
I don't know if it's the pillows, but I need you to move the pillows.
I don't know if it's the pillows or my 1986 PC.
You wish.
I do wish.
You wish it was 1986?
I do wish it was 1986.
You wish you had this PC.
My PC is the word. Every time I try and put a Blu-ray in, it stops working.
Literally, the mechanics just buckle.
No, God! No!
No!
The steel's just bending inside.
No!
Attempting to read media.
Oh, shit.
Fuck movies, fuck games. I'm sorry. Let's drink some booze.
Thank you. Fuck sakes.
Alright.
I'm playing Battlefield. I don't know about you guys.
Orange Mode, Life of Pi.
Just Jerry! Okay, can we...
It's off.
Are you recording this?
Kick the bottom.
You should record this. Are you really?
Yeah.
Is this recording?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Get some more girls up in this pie.
Don't tell me that it's actually recording.
Don't tell me that.
Are we watching Life of Pi?
Hey guys, Chad's on the radio.
Get that up.
This is for us.
This isn't for
It's not even, light's not even on.
Hey, this will not be broadcast.
Hey, and to my right, I have Chad on.
Get it up.
Hey guys. Hey, it's me, the all-range mode version of Chad, which is,
sort of like the real version of Chad, but not exactly.
Hey, it's Chad, but I do this with my shoulders when I start speaking.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, what's going on?
The Epic Engine is the best one.
Hey, I was reading an article where James Cameron said,
teases himself.
I do, I deserve it.
You are.
You don't.
Bastard.
You are as wasted to me.
I was watching this thing where James Cameron said,
James Cameron has been quoted.
Oh, fuck, put that movie on. Sandra Bullock's other favorite movie.
I'm not kidding. That movie's funny.
Every single time, Dan.
I bet it's hilarious.
You know, also
it
hilarious.
Is good, actually.
I bet it's shit for
you're,
Dan.
You're stupid.
I've always wanted to talk about the
joining my
back.
Favorite server.
The ride back from...
tonight has turned into all of us doing our separate... Don't even talk about Cedar Point. I really wanted to go. Bitch.
Whoa, what was that,
Rich? That shitty fucking movie that they put on? Identity Thief?
Oh, you watched
God. It. Joining my favorite server.
I didn't have my good headphones. This is wicked.
Stupid idiot.
I know! Huh, you know what? I'm never playing this game again.
I don't give a shit.
I know you don't. It's your big little fat
ass. I don't give a shit, you dickhead.
Next time you log in, I'll be standing right where I was before.
Next time I log in, I'm killing you and stealing our shit.
Who's Allison?
And that's
I know who it is. Recently watched by Dan.
Kyle? Where are you?
Kyle, are you on the roof? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I'll meet you there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'll meet you. What roof?
Kyle, where are you at?
Oh, I'm in the church.
Hey, come to the church.
I'm in the church.
There it is.
It don't put so it on.
Stupid to kill each other. Just like, oh, I killed you. Okay, now I'm spawning. Okay.
Oh, right, I'm over hold here. On.
I'm going to run to you.
Ratchet Barker!
Spoiler! How do I get spoiler, he survived the boat crash.
Spoiler, he survives to tell the story.
Yeah, the movie starts with him surviving.
Bun. You know who that guy is? You've got red on you.
I know.
Right where I was at last time.
Wait?
He's in,
Chad.
Prometheus.
I hate 120 hertz. It's on mute.
Cop!
Yeah, Kyle's playing Daisy after his lengthy...
Kyle, your game looks like shit on your shitty computer.
My screen's all desaturated because I'm almost dead.
And you're yelling!
Desaturated?
Yeah, the colors desaturate as you lose health.
Hey, stupid moron. Hey, moron, get off of it. Oh, I'm watching this through a window.
Yeah, I don't like this window.
It adds an element of CG to every movie.
Can we...
No, you need to see this movie.
Also,
I'm not seeing it tonight. We're gonna talk about shit. I'm gonna pass out in 20 minutes.
Also, I'm not seeing.
You're gonna pass out in 20 minutes. It's 8:30.
And I'm not seeing The Hobbit in 3D after I saw that trailer in 3D. That was the most annoying 2.5 minutes of my life.
Can we put that trailer on?
Those movies are not meant to be. I'm not the boss, but this is gonna get awesome in about 3 minutes.
I don't. Please.
Please what?
I really want to see this movie by myself.
Look how drunk his eyes are.
About the Mariana Trench.
muted.
Why are your eyes so drunk?
Muted, I'm taking the batteries and I'm sticking them in my butthole so you guys can't.
Chad's a little pussy. No one even likes him.
Please?
Fine.
Please, can we not watch
it? Guys, I just want to watch it by
myself. Guys, you have no idea how much I want to see this movie.
If you really should have seen it already. It's on Netflix.
It's on Blu-ray.
I'm Netflix.
Mandy's got it. You don't have
Netflix.
Who's been watching Captain America every night?
I don't watch that movie.
Oh,
I watch the Thor then. Who watches Thor every night?
I downloaded it.
Why
am I watching
the other shit then?
You know who's got it? Doug and Sarah. You know what they watch?
Captain America every night?
It's Joe watching fucking cartoons for the kids
on
a daily basis.
Deer Rocks, Dreams of Sue Shocks.
I like watching the documentary Vegans.
Oh, nice guys.
Vegans are fun.
Vegans nice. Abroad.
Vegan.
What'd you find, Kyle?
Vegan don't know.
Well, vegan don't know.
Can we just watch New Walking Dead?
I like watching the new one.
We don't have New
Can
Walking
we watch
Dead.
Aldo versus...
Children of Ben.
Nope. Not watching it.
Moon, the road, the fly, the pig.
Let's watch...
That's four. Put that on. That's the movie I was making fun of on the episode today.
What, live?
Terrible?
Yeah, put it on mute. Put it on mute.
Live.
Live. Oh, it is called Love. That's
is
gay.
It Love? All
right,
just put it on. No, put it on. Put it on. Put it on so we can watch 5 minutes of it. Chad, watch 5 minutes of it. I was making fun of it on an episode already.
Should I fast forward through
it? You didn't call it Live, though. You called it funny movie.
This movie's probably amazing.
Hey, you know what we should do?
Fast forward.
Do a commentary
minutes.
Podcast on the podcast called Darkness of Radio.
You want to do a commentary of another podcast?
Yeah, I like when he says. I like when he says.
No, edit
this.
In like this part's awesome.
How am I supposed to feel in this right now?
Should not let him done that shit.
Not your life in the couch, man.
You should never let him done that shit.
It's your boy.
Hey, it's your boy. What? You should never let him done that shit.
Is this it?
I was fighting in the war. Now I'm in space.
I don't know what this movie is. It's probably amazing. Also, Cloud Atlas. Is so fucking confusing. Oh, there's gravity on the ship.
This is terrible.
Yeah, look how fucking bad it is.
The RS-7 pump. It seems to be operating at half pressure.
I'm tricking this guy right now. I need blood bad and electric. He's like, where are you? I'll help you. I'm like, go to the school. There he is. He's in this window. Watch. See the second floor? Second floor. Watch the second floor.
Tell him to come on the roof, baby. I'm on the roof, please.
He was just in a window on the second
floor. Dude,
say
I'm on the roof. Please help me.
I don't want him to know that I'm in the school. I don't want him to think I'm in the school. I want him to think that I'm on my way to the school so that he lets us go.
Joe, can I turn this off? I'm watching it. It's 100% pure gravity.
He'll come out eventually.
He's just walking on the ground.
He's gotta.
Hey, it's me in the space station.
Hey, it's me in space. Come on, buddy.
Hey, it's Commander.
I'm in space.
It's me in space.
Fly
back up. Hey, wait. Is,
Hey, we.
Is it true we will come out?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Where's Dan?
Dan!
Dan, three guys!
I'm Jacob!